Proverbs for the day, October the 28th, Proverbs chapter 28, verses 20 to 22. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. Our Bible teaches us to think like God wants us to think. There are places in the Bible where God records how man thinks. For example, the book of Ecclesiastes has many statements that are statements as a man does it under the sun, on the earth. Our Bible teaches us to think like the Lord wants us to think. We have to learn that. We're supposed to learn how to think. We're supposed to learn how to make decisions and conduct ourselves. We need to learn it from the book. There is plenty out there today, books, audio, DVD, plenty out there about life. And some of that's helpful. But there's a dearth, a famine about just what the Bible teaches. And I know for myself, I've had to go and listen to the old timers. You say, well, some of these newer guys are doing this and it's so much easier. I know. A lot of the new stuff is easy to listen to, but it's so sprinkled, in fact, more than sprinkled, it's so drowned in psychology. Let us look at how God wants us to think, okay? Verse 20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Do you notice that he stands faithfulness in contrast to making haste to be rich? So they must be on opposite ends of God's spectrum. You see, money can't buy what faithfulness can. And faithfulness will not always buy money. For example, money can't buy a good conscience, but faithfulness can. Money cannot buy a good report, but faithfulness can. Money cannot buy grace in return for faithfulness, grace from God, grace from God's people, but faithfulness can. Money cannot buy grace in return for money. Money can't do it. And so money, the love of money, will ruin it every time. You could even take a good thing, friend, and allow the desire, the haste to be rich. We live in a time when there are countless schemes. They don't call them schemes. No one's going to call you up and say, hey, look, we're having a little meeting over at my house. Why don't you just come on? What's it about? Oh, well, I'll just tell you when you get here. There are countless schemes to create passive income. There are countless schemes to do that. And we'll talk about that later down at verse 22. But I want to talk here about the blessings that are beyond money. It is essential, brother and sister, that you count the blessings that money can't buy. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your many blessings money cannot buy. Your reward in heaven in your home on high. That is not some trivial little thing. You think about what you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Go through your hymnal sometime and mark all the songs about Jesus. Do you know you can go down the highway and sing, Jesus is the sweetest name I know? And he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. The Lord put that in English language. It's amazing. And there's hymn after hymn after hymn. Beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand. I mean, you know, over and over and over. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. I mean, think about what we have. The blessings that are beyond money. And a faithful man shall abound with blessings. And there are blessings that are beyond money. And you could be, your life might be full of blessings. Now, some part you're not being faithful in, it would motivate you to get faithful. so you can have blessings. And the reason it doesn't turn to money, that would be a wrong motive. That'd be a selfish motive. To want to have God's blessing upon your life is not a selfish motive. Unless you try to make it be in money and things and that. And that's not a measure of God's blessings. So there are blessings. Blessings, blessings, blessings beyond money. And I would encourage you to count them. I'd encourage you to sing that song every now and then, that hymn. I would encourage you to look up in the back of your hymnal all the songs about Jesus and the Lord Jesus. And, you know, hey, ready? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. What a blessing. What a blessing. All right, secondly, verse 21. To have respect of persons is not good. For a piece of bread, that man will transgress. All right, blessings that are beyond money, and then biased treatment will cheapen you. Biased. Bias is when something has a heavier weight on one side than the other. They play a thing in some of the Commonwealth countries called lawn bowls. And it might look like sort of a sissified thing, but it's more difficult than it looks. Because they have this grass green and they mow it super, super short. And then you have to take this ball and try to roll it close. Kind of like horseshoes, but with a ball. But what you can't tell until you do it is that one side of that ball is heavier than the other. It's biased. Now, it's not a matter of being without feeling, okay? It's not being without feeling, but also it's not turning a blind eye because of feeling, okay? What's the picture here? To have respect to persons is not good. For a piece of bread, that man will transgress. The picture is he would transgress to be able to go out and eat with a celebrity or somebody. It buys him off. Respect of persons. If you're not careful today, in the day that we live in, sports figures, you'll make allowances for them when you shouldn't. Actors, are they're a big deal today. People, they wonder why there's so many failed marriages among actors. Well, here's people who get paid to act like they're somebody else all the time, so when it come time to marry them, how would you know who they were being on the day? And sometimes they must wake up and wonder who they are. Who knows? I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying that's, what a deal. But biased treatment will cheapen you. Look, to have respect of persons is not good. For a piece of bread, that man will transgress. And buy you off with a meal. You need to be careful. You ever heard of name droppers? Some people just love to drop names. And if you're not careful, you'll think that if somebody's popular or their name is known, that means that it's you're somebody. And a biased treatment will cheapen you. It's not a matter of being without feeling, but it's also not turning a blind eye to things. Now, it's also not you being a Pharisee or, you know, self-righteous. Be careful. But biased treatment will cheapen who you are. It'll make you sell out for almost nothing. In our passage, verse 22, he that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. So, blessings beyond money, biased treatment, and then blindness of the love of money. Considereth not. Why? He can't see it. Listen, there are so many get rich quick, and a lot of them come under this thing today. The big deal is passive income. Passive income. I'm making money without trying, and all I've got to do is this and that. Hasteth. Here's what happens. People become an opportunity, not brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, friend, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen fellows that I really, really respected, and it hurt to know that what happened was that people became an opportunity, not brothers and sisters in Christ. When you are a part of something or they're presenting something to you where people become an opportunity, and you're giving them an opportunity, and it has to do with how fast you can make this much money and how fast you can retire and how fast you can do this and how fast you can quit your job, just be careful. See, I didn't put a blanket condemnation on it. You got to decide that. But I know this. Watch. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye. His eye can't see some things. He's blinded to the bad side of it. That means you've got all you can see is what you want to see, an evil eye. Considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. There is a poverty that many a believer has not considered. I fear it. I fear it daily. Now, I'd hate to be on the streets. But to be honest with you, I'd hate to be walking the streets of gold with nothing but my robe. With nothing throughout eternity to show for my life down here. I know what some of you think. You think if you put out tracts, that's good. It's good to do that. You think if you're a Bible believer, that's good. That's good. It is. But he's going to take your whole daily life, your works of what sort they are, 1 Corinthians 3. He's going to take us and the same fire that the lost face, we're going to face it. Our God's a consuming fire. It's just that our works face it and we don't. But imagine if poverty comes upon you for eternity because you lived a self-willed, self-directed, self-doctrine life, a self-righteous life where nobody knew it quite like you knew it or I knew it. Imagine if we did that. And for all of eternity, say, well, you're telling us don't have doctrine. No, not at all. But oh, does he watch the spirit by which we conduct ourselves, what sort our work is. That's pretty sobering, ain't it? God bless you.